Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merritt Raynou. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Norman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fred Norman. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Raynou and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Norman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Brock reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell is hit by the pitch. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive towards first. Clendenon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0-for-1 in the game. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan, who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente is walked intentionally. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Norman Verdon, moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Law reaches second base with a double. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente is walked intentionally. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0-for-2 in the game. Raynou hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 4, Cubs, 4. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bourque now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards right. Brock fields it and throws to second to catch Bailey for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Pirates. Frank Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Roy Face now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the mound. Face catches it and steps on first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to second. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verdun hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clemente is walked intentionally. Gene Freese pinch hits for Willie Stargell. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Pirates. Wayne Scher now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rex Johnston now playing left field. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0-for-3 in the game. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Gregory pinch hits for Wayne Scherr. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.